Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth, your host, and tonight I have a fabulous guest for you, Zofarina, and her last name's Morales, but she's got a lot of names in between. Between Sophia Arena and Morales, there's a lot of other names in there too. So anyway, it's a long name. I'll let her give you that story. But Sophia Arena holds a Master of Biophysics degree. She left that work because they tended to be guinea pigs on themselves, and she had hopes of having babies with all the right numbers of fingers and toes. She left for her own health and for theirs. Then she went to work in computer operations and finance. Yep, she was as analytical as they come. When she left the corporate world, she realized that she had catapulted from computer operator at Citigroup to data center manager in an insane 5 years. Now, during those 5 years, you couldn't tell her anything without showing her the numbers, the proof, and the evidence of whatever you said. Then, in 2014, Sophia Arena was diagnosed with devastating illness, Lyme disease to be exact, and she suffered with it for a good 40 years, with a lack of options to be cured because until recently they didn't have a cure for Lyme disease. And it was a life and energy draining chain of events that left her working for her own cure, often doing it from a fetal position, unable to recall memories or carry out daily tasks like preparing a 30-minute meal without it taking 3 hours. She was in a painful and very ugly place. And then one night, as she laid awake, drowning in her own sorrows and bankrupt on all levels of her beings, she sat down to have a talk with God himself. Now, this was after a 25-year hiatus of no talks with God. And so she bartered to surrender her own will to his will in exchange for her health and was willing to do anything to regain her health. Now, things happened shortly thereafter, and her life totally changed. And I would like Sophia Arena to finish her fascinating story herself. So welcome.
Thank you for having me, Sharon. I'm delighted to be here. And I will give you the short version of the ending of that story, because otherwise we'll spend the entire hour on it.
Okay.
But from the moment that I said that prayer, and I meant it. I meant it with every bit of my being. I will do anything to get well. There was a little voice came in the back of my head and said, "Do you mean it? Do you want to qualify that?" And I thought about it for a minute, because I'm not a hasty person. And I decided, I'm talking to God. God will not ask me to hurt anyone or become an axe murderer or anything. So, no, I'm not going to put any limitations on God. I will do anything you need me to do, want me to do. And I got my first miracle, which was I fell asleep. And then I received a number of miracles after that. I was introduced to an herbalist who was able to help me get rid of the Lyme disease. I was introduced to a medical intuitive who was extremely helpful to me. But the most earth-shaking thing that happened was all of my psychic abilities came online, and I mean all of them. Everything you've seen in the movies, you pick things up and you get information through touch, or you speak in languages you've never learned to speak before. You see things in the future or the past, and you see entities, and I mean all of it. All of it turned
everything
on.
That would make you sound crazy to most people. We got
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And you start to go, when are they calling the guys with the little white coats, right? And the scientific part of my mind is not willing to surrender very easily, and I was coming up with all kinds of rationalizations for what's going on and why this is happening that has nothing to do with the psychic explanation or the spiritual explanation. And so God, being gracious, sent me something I couldn't refute in the form of a neighbor who had kidney disease for a number of decades. And I helped his wife get him in the house, and she went to get an emergency appointment with a kidney doctor. And I'm standing with him, and I know them to be devoutly religious people. And his eyes are closed, and I can see his lips are moving, and I don't want to just stare at him as he's having this private conversation with God. So I close my eyes, and I see this little pilot light in my mind's eye, and it's dancing and flickering like it's on the edge of going out. And I said, Can we do something about that? Because the information I'd gotten was this was literally his life force and he's on the edge of leaving. And the instant I asked that question in my mind, can we do something about this? He drops my hands and the flame flares up really brightly. And he says, are you a healer? And I'm looking around me. And who's he talking to? But I'm the only one in the room, and I was saved from answering because his wife came back saying, we've got an appointment, we got to go right now. So hustle him back out to the car, and I hid in my house for 2 days while I convinced myself that nothing had happened. And I finally worked up the guts to go next door and see how he's doing because I like them. They're wonderful people, and I'm concerned for him. So I tap on the door, and his wife answers, oh, I'm so glad you're here. He has so many questions for you. And she invites me into the living room, and I'm going, oh, my God, I have no answers. And he's sitting in his favorite recliner, and he's got the TV on and the remote and a drink by his elbow and looking as fat and happy and healthy as I've ever seen him. And I said, how are you doing? He says, it was the most amazing thing. I started to feel better before I even got to the doctor's office. And when we got there, they ran me through all my usual tests, and my kidney function came back normal. I haven't had normal kidney function in, I forget, 2 decades, 3 decades. It was a long darn time. And the scientist in me had to sit down and shut the fuck up. Can I? I'm sorry, we're broadcasting. I really can't say that. But, you know, God being gracious sent me something I couldn't refute, a man who's got a 2-inch thick kidney deterioration history, who's now back to normal. Okay. And that's not me. That was me asking the question to allow what he was asking for to come through.
And so you got to see something with your own eyes that had no explanation.
Exactly.
And out go the facts. And out goes the everything has to be proven.
Exactly. There is obviously something more here than science can measure and replicate and answer.
And that's right.
So at that point, I had to embrace that part of what I had agreed to was working in this realm of the unproven, the unseeable, and the most amazingly powerful.
Which is quite an incredible place to be working.
It's an amazing place to be working. And I tend to get sent other people who have challenges struggling with irrational minds. Because I've got a lot of experience in that area.
Well, I was just going to say, it often takes one to know one. Now,
yeah, exactly. I'm the thinking man's woo.
How I met Sophia Reyna was literally, something came across in my emails, and it was an invitation to be introduced to this kind of numerology that Sophia Reyna does. And it was something different than I'd ever heard of. And so I was curious, and I went, okay, I'm going to take this webinar. And I think it was like a 2-hour or 3-hour webinar. And I was on the road for most of it. So every time she said, now on your papers, draw this or do this to find these numbers or do that, I literally had to pull off the freeway to a side of the road, take an exit ramp, something so that I could do that piece and then get back on the road.
Oh,
because
my goodness.
I had a deadline where I needed to be.
And I didn't know that. God love you. You were dedicated.
Well, it was something new I'd never heard of, you know, and I was like, wow, let's look and see how this is different, right? And anyway, she did such a dynamic job, and it was so impressive that I asked her to be on the radio show 6 months ago, and here she is back again, because some of the things she said on that radio show, when I knew the people that were calling in, I didn't know everybody that was calling in, but I knew enough of them, and I knew them well enough. And when we gave her the information, I was flabbergasted at what she said. And I thought, that's it. I need her back. I like this tool that she has, how she uses it's accurate. And it's not something that's common in every day. Now, maybe I'm prejudiced because doing namology science is my thing and it's not common and it's not every day, but it gives very accurate results. And here I thought, here's another one. I thought I found a diamond over here that had not been polished enough that we all knew about it, but it was still a diamond. And she was polished shining through, but we didn't know about it. You know, it was like undiscovered, or enough of us don't know. So that's why I asked her back. And if you would like to call in, we need your birthday. And I know we don't like to give the full name and the birthday on air because we don't want identity stolen. So right. Give us your first name and your birthday. And
the most important thing is the complete birth name. I can work without the birth date.
Okay, so you want the full birth name and then no birthday.
Yes. Yeah, okay. That would be the best thing.
Okay, because we can't give all of it because that's how
I know. It's so terrible that the world will sometimes take those things and misuse them. So,
well, and it's so strange today. You know, I mean, it just is how the world is. So if you would like to ask Sophia Reyna a question, it's like numerology, but a different kind. And I want to give the number out. It is 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. Or you can call 323-744-4831, 323-744-4831. So, okay, I want to know like a brief but a thorough definition of what it is that you're using and how this kind of numerology is different than the Pythagorean, which I think is what most of us have been exposed to, because even what you had us draw was so different.
Yes, the system that I use is called the numerology of Moses, and we take the English name and we convert it into its equivalent in Hebraic sounds. And that gives me the corresponding letters and numbers that go with that from the Hebraic system. And then this allows us to access what your soul planned when it arrived in this life. So it gives us what are the challenges you wanted to experience and overcome, what are the tools and talents you brought here with you to help you overcome those, and what are the overarching goals for your life in the physical, in the spiritual, and as a long arc of your lifetime in this world. And I use it as one of the foundations when I'm working with a client, because what I do ultimately is I fix broken lives. And we start with what your soul had planned, and then we stack that next to what your personality would like to have, right? Because your higher self frequently will have a different objective than your personality. And then we work through that process together and bring all of that together so it's in alignment and you can stop banging your head against the wall and you can get rid of repeating patterns in your life where you haven't quite picked up the lesson or the experience that your soul wanted you to pick up. We get that picked up so it goes away.
So it's a totally different method than what I do in namology science, and I am just fascinated by it. So I have a question. If you take me for an example, because everybody knows my full name, okay, what is something that you could say? I want to give everybody an example of what this sounds like. Because
you're going to have to give me your whole name again, Sharon.
Yeah, that's okay. It's Sharon Lynn Wyeth, W-Y-E-T-H.
That's right. Yes.
And I just want to give them an example of what kind of questions they can ask, what kind of information you can pull out, because I know that a lot of the listeners have written in and said, I'm going to be listening tonight, but this is something new, and you know that you got to explain it and show it before we feel like we can trust it or experience it or know what you're really talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. If I look at Sharon Lynn Wyeth, this is your birth name, right?
So no,
this is what
my birth last name was Wilson.
Okay, let's make that Wilson because that will get us to the meat of the matter, because Wyeth is just icing on the cake, if you will.
Well, it's once I knew namology science, I wanted my life to turn around, and so I figured out what would be the perfect last name for me, and that's why I came up with Wyeth.
And that's an amazing way to do it. In fact, I will advise people frequently to change their names if they're having a lot of trouble with what's currently in their life, because it will bring in a whole different set of vibrations.
Yes, it does. Okay.
So looking at your birth name, I will start with the challenges because that's what people resonate usually most strongly, because that's where the pain and the suffering and the really challenging lessons frequently arrive in our life. And what I see for you is challenges around connecting from the heart. You felt really isolated as a child and probably felt like you had to wear a mask in order to be accepted and that it wasn't safe to show the authentic heart that you have, that you carry within you. The other challenge that would have come up, not as strongly in the childhood perhaps, but more as you became an adult, is around things being easy for you. You brought in a spiritual challenge of learning endurance and learning how to stand in the tough stuff. And so in your high school years, in your early adult years, and maybe continuing through to this point even, you experienced a lot of things that were much harder than maybe they needed to be. I carry this energy myself, and I experienced this in my life as, why does everybody else get the easy button?
Yeah,
somebody will come
that.
To me and say, oh, here's this super simple way to make this happen, and I will go out and try it, and it will be the hardest, most uphill. It will break in the strangest ways. And everybody's like, I don't know why it's not working for you.
Well, I will tell you where the lucky letter is. It's the H in my system. If you have an H, you have a lucky letter, unless it's followed by an A, like in Sharon, and then it says, good luck. You got to do that for yourself.
there you go.
So, and you're so right, because my childhood was survival based. It was not, I did not have a safe parent, and I did not have safe siblings. All of them weren't. Some were, but not all of them. And so it was tough. And I thought, this is an awful place. Why did I agree to come here? I remember thinking that as a child. And I remember how many times I asked my dad why he married my mother. And I said, and he always told me, because I love her. And I thought, show me how.
I don't get it. This does not look like love.
Yeah, it was like, oh, well. But, you know, those of us who go through great challenges, once we make it, it makes us, I want to say, causes us to have so much compassion for others. Right?
Oh, absolutely.
And now everybody's saying, okay, I'm willing to give it a try. So our first person on the line that's called in, thank you for doing that. Our first, you know, kind of like lay me bare, right? So our first person calling in is Vivian Louise Sims. And Sims is S-I-M-M-S. And it looks to me like she's going to want the birth name. Okay? So if you have a married name, if you change your name like I have, whatever, let's give birth names so that Sophia Reyna can really do her thing. So Vivian, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Thank you.
Hey, so, Vivian, what is on your heart? What do you want to know today?
Will I be a millionaire?
Will you be a millionaire? I'm looking at your chart here, and I see physical challenges around abundance and philanthropic. That's one of the physical challenges you brought in. You can become a millionaire. You have the ability. You brought in spiritual qualities of abundance and being able to replicate and multiply things. You have an overarching life purpose of the divine feminine. So you will not like win the lottery and become a millionaire. You will become a millionaire through a normal, regular process, through building a business or some other way that people look at it and they go, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I see how that happened for her. Because you are the master of the natural miracle. So this is giving birth and planting seeds and replicating in those sorts of ways. When you have a spiritual quality of fours, which is what you've brought in as one of your talents, you're an amazing manager. You're amazing at replicating things and systems. And that will be what will allow you to access abundance in your life and in your world. The thing you need to get your head around is there's a tension for you between being wealthy on your own and the philanthropic aspects of that. And that's where your challenge is and what you need to overcome. So you probably have some money stories that are running around rich people being bad and nasty, money being filthy lucre, those kinds of things that we hear. And you're going to need to work through all of those. And I would say, put your mind on Oprah. She's like the embodiment of the wealthy, philanthropic, heart-centered entrepreneur.
Wow.
Now, Vivian, I want to hear when you make that million, because when I read your name, it says you can do exceptionally well, but it doesn't quite reach the million mark. So I want to know, do I have to go back and start looking at other ways than what I've already figured out when it says, let's make a million in your name? So please let me know.
Absolutely.
And I won't even ask for a penny of it. I just want to know if you make it. So that, that
hey,
tells me
I'll
to go
donate
back and
to your favorite
me.
Charity.
See, she's working that Oprah mindset already. I love it.
I love it. Thanks for calling in, Vivian.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, great. Good luck with that. I mean, I look at it too with your name, and it says you're going to have to earn every penny of it. But it's possible. It's possible to do well.
I know, and you know, it's so funny because my daughter's name is Shanika, and Sharon, when you said the S-H-A, that's how my daughter is. She got to earn every little thing.
Yep. I know that one. And it's like, oh, well, it's how we do ourselves, right? But Vivian, you have where you, in your name, that you can attract the right people to help you. You'll naturally, charismatically attract them. So that's why I really want to know if you make it all the way up to a million. Anyway,
and
thanks for
you've
calling
You've also
in.
Got that huge skill of being an amazing manager, and that's fabulous when you're attracting people to you.
Thank you so much.
So cool. Okay, Eric, it's your turn. This is Eric Patton Stearns, S-T-E-A-R-N-S. Everything else is as it sounds, and Eric is a K.
Oh,
Eric, welcome.
Okay.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Oops. Okay, Eric, what do you want to know?
Okay. I am I basically got approached with an offer to do a possible weekly talk show, and I want to know how that might work out for me.
All right. Let's see here. Looking at you.
I want to say that's exciting, Eric. Anyway, I'm waiting for the answer.
I love talk shows, by the way, as you might imagine. So I'm looking at your challenges because that's where your hurdles are primarily going to come up. And your physical challenge is around creating a space that people enter into and knowing that you have the worthiness, that you are the master teacher to be able to hold that space and to guide people through. Those are two of your main challenges. Now, the skills you brought with you to do this is you have the ability to replicate things. You've got this engineer archetype that's one of your skills, as well as a huge amount of power. I think of this as like dragon power. And so you can burn through a lot of obstacles because of that skill. And you also have as goals to embody the divine masculine on this earth, as well as a goal to be like the ultimate engineer. And so your key to making this happen is to reverse engineer other successful shows. And
oh,
then
I like
bring
that.
The best of that into what you're doing.
Huh.
So
I'm, okay.
Play with your skills, which is to identify what's working in other things, bring that in, and just replicate that. And at some point, you're going to go, oh, I can't do that, or have some other self-worth thing come up. Just sit with that and go, oh, look, it's an old wound. Give it space and allow it to move out, and then keep moving with that engineering quality and bring that dragon to bear.
Now, I love that because all of that is supported in your name, Eric. And I always like it when systems, you know, reaffirm each other.
Yeah, that's exactly, speaking of the engineering bit, that's exactly what I was kind of testing for. So that checks out. That's really cool.
There you go. Yahoo! Okay, Eric, Yay! Let us know when it starts. Okay, Carolyn, thank you for your patience. Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. Again, If you would like to call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. The direct line is 323-744-4831. And of course, you can always Skype into BBS Radio PR. Okay. So, okay, Carolyn. Her name is Carolyn Jean Kavanoff. Now, Kavanoff is a K-A-V-A-N-A-G-H, I think.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, welcome, Carolyn.
What is it you would like to know, Carolyn?
Yeah, it's not Carolyn, it's Caroline. So
okay, Caroline, okay.
I don't know if that makes a difference.
Yes, so it's
L-I-N. Spell it again.
That means we're spelling it different. So it's C-A-R-O-L-I-N-E then.
Okay, perfect.
Yep. And Jean would be J-E-A-N. Okay, I think we're good. Thank you, Caroline.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Okay, so what's your question, my dear?
I don't have a particular question. I'm just calling in to have you just give me some... whatever you're seeing.
Can I ask a question on your behalf, Caroline?
I'm sorry? I didn't hear
May
you.
May I ask a question on your behalf from looking in your name?
Sure.
Okay. How does she go about making sure that she doesn't give any of her power away and that she can always maintain it for herself?
Aha. Okay. Here's where the challenge is. I'm looking at your challenges, and both of your challenges are in your teacher energy. You have teacher energy that shows up in three different places, one as a talent and two as challenges. And so you are an inveterate learner of things, and you do it in part to shore up your self-worth, but it's never quite enough. And that's where you give your power away, is not giving yourself enough credit for what you know and understand. You do have 9 energy, which is a beautiful thing as a talent. It sits directly across from that unworthiness, and it leans on it. And so as you move into situations where you're exercising your power, you may feel more inadequate as you're starting out, but if you lean into the power, it will actually bring that... blow out that unworthiness.
Okay. So lean into it to
claim
unworthiness, the unworthiness factor?
For example, okay, I suspect that people come to you for advice because you know a lot of stuff and you give good advice. But you also don't feel that you're worthy of giving advice and insisting that people follow it. Okay, so you will get people who will come to you and say, will you please lead this, whatever it is, Girl Scout troop or meeting or whatever, and your unworthiness will crop up and you'll go, oh, but surely there's someone better. So don't say, oh, surely there's someone better. When you're invited into a position of leadership and power, I want you to lean into it.
Okay, that makes sense.
And say, yep. Absolutely, I'll do it. And your unworthiness mm-hmm. will probably, you know, throw a hissy fit. Let it do that and press on regardless.
Okay. I was going to say, I just want to add 2 caveats to that. And that is, one, you're highly capable. You just have to believe in yourself, which is exactly what she was saying. And then also, your name says that when you get nervous and when you get stressed, your brilliance comes out. So trust yourself and go for it. Okay.
Okay, great. Excellent. Thank you so much.
The other thing I want to tell you before you go, you have a life purpose of connecting from the heart. And so you are most powerful and most effectual when you are completely and totally authentically yourself. So don't censor.
Yay.
Okay,
awesome. Caroline, you got 2 cheerleaders right here on the radio for you, okay?
Go get them.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yep. So I have a quickie question before we go to our next call, and it's Susan and then Phyllis, just so you guys know what order you're in. Okay, so I have a question is, now if somebody wants a full reading with you, how do they get that?
They can go to transformationspace.co, and you can set up what I call a coffee chat with me. and we go through what your objectives are, because I don't generally do readings in a vacuum. Although they're helpful on their own, I'm about fixing people's lives, and you don't do that in a single reading. So we have a conversation about where your life is off the wheels, where you want it to be going, what that looks like, and we set up a series of interactions, one of which will be one of these readings, and then the other three will be basically renovating your life, which is why I don't do it as a single session, because you wouldn't want somebody to come in and just tear down the walls and walk away. You'd want them to kind of clean up the mess and put up new drywall and paint, right?
Exactly, and add a picture. Okay, so thank you.
So transformationspace.co is where you would go, and there's a little tab that says coffee chat, and there are no strings attached. You just put in your information, and we set a time and have a conversation.
Now, just for all of you guys that are not where you can write that down, you know that every week it is on knowthename.com, and it just go to the 23rd of April, click on the No Radio Show, and you've got Sophia Reyna's bio and her contact information. And then after tonight, I'll even put the link in there if you want to have somebody else be able to listen to this or you want to hear it again. Okay. You guys know I do that every time, so that if you don't know how to spell something or anything else, it's right there for you. Okay. So, Susan, thank you for your patience. Her name is Susan, and the middle name is May with an E on the end. So it's M-A-Y-E. And then Mick, and I'm not sure how to pronounce it, how I'm just going to spell it. It's M-C-K-A-I-G. Okay. Welcome,
Susan. The middle name. Thanks. The middle name does not have the Y. It's just M-A-E.
M-A-E. Oh, it's misspelled for me up here. Thank you for correcting that.
Well, that is a good thing to know. Let me get that corrected over here.
Yeah, sorry, I'm spelling it out.
Susan May McKay is what I see, right?
Yes.
Susan May McKay, yes.
Yes. Okay, okay, Susan, what would you like to know? Where do you want Sophia Reyna to focus?
Well, I was just curious as to how I might be doing on that life plan that I came in with, that soul plan.
Okay. That's something you're going to have to make a judgment on. What I will tell you is there are two things that really spring out of your chart at me. One is that you learn through personal interaction with other people, and you have a tendency to be an unyielding shower of truth. And this frequently can lead to some really uncomfortable relationships because people don't like to be shown the truth about themselves. So truth is a big thing for you. The other thing that springs out for me is you have sixes in your physical talents, in your physical goals, and as your overarching life purpose. And people with sixes are intensely creative people. They are entrepreneurial geniuses. They are amazing writers and artists and solvers of problems. They also, unfortunately, bring with them an addictive tendency. So that is something you may have struggled with at different points in your life and may continue to be struggling with. But you are happiest and most fulfilled when you are taking an idea that's out there in your mind in the ether and bringing it into this 3D world and making it manifest.
And looking at your name, you're going to do it with a sense of humor on top of everything. So how does that feel to you, Susan?
I do feel like I am creative. Do you know what a fence post rock is?
No, I have no clue. Tell
us. You're with that.
It's a piece of limestone that back when they were fencing the prairie, they cut it into a post, and they would put barbed wire around the fence post rock from rock to rock to rock. So, you know, you didn't have there weren't enough trees on the prairie. They used tree limbs, and, of course, there wasn't steel poles like there are now today. So I have a fence post rock in front of my house, and I decided I should decorate it like an Easter bunny. And so I had to figure out all the steps to figure out how to do, to turn that rock into make it look like a bunny. So it's funny that you talked about the creative aspect.
I think that's great. You've got some weird stuff coming in on the background, Susan, of your place.
That's funny.
Weird sound coming through. Anyway, I think it's gone now. But that is a very creative type of fence post. Anyway, I hope that answer helps you, Susan. And thank you so much for calling in. We're going to go to our really quick minute and a half commercial. I don't even think it's that long. Before we come back, and Phyllis, you are on next. And then again, everyone, if you would like to call in, it's 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. Hang tight for our little short commercial break.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories, and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
Know the name, know the answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth. My guest tonight is Sophia Reyna Morales. She does the numerology of Moses, and her website is transformationspace.co. It's just C-O. It is not C-O-M, okay? So it's just the C-O, so transformationspace.co. So, Phyllis, you were next holding on. I've got to go. Yeah, so coming back, Phyllis Ann, and her last name is E-A-K-I-N-S. Phyllis, and Ann does not have an E. Okay? So, Phyllis, what's your
E-A-K-I-N-S
question?
E-A-K-I-N-S is the last name?
Yes.
Eakins.
Yep.
Okay, beautiful.
What's your question?
So what is it you would like to know, Phyllis Ann?
Counselor. And I'd really like to know how can I best serve my clients?
Okay. Well, you picked a good field to be in because one of your talents is an ability to identify and ground people into their emotions. So you've come with a huge talent for counseling and doing that sort of work. You also brought with you what I call pioneering energy. You have fives as a spiritual talent as well, which means you tend to try all kinds of things that other people would go, oh, that is way too far out there. You're one of these people who would look at something that's happening in another field and go, oh, I could apply that over here in a different way. And so you have a talent for trying new and different things, which I think makes you particularly good with people who have tried counseling previously and not gotten the benefit from it that they hope for, because you are willing to use all the tools in the toolbox. And so I would embrace that quality. I know some people who are with this pioneering energy, you kind of get smacked around a little bit by your peers and that kind of thing, are a little hesitant sometimes to step out there and follow that urge, I would encourage you to follow that urge fully, because that's one of your natural talents, is finding exactly the right oddball thing that's the answer.
Could she call herself, or would you feel comfortable, Phyllis, calling yourself the pioneer counselor?
I'm not so sure about a pioneer counselor. I do know that I absolutely draw information from many different fields and will use anything that I know or can find out to access to help a client.
Yeah, I would think it's more like holistic therapy.
I was thinking more eclectic.
Yeah.
You know, to distinguish yourself from other ones, you just say, I'm the eclectic counselor. Right?
I am your metaphysician. The doctor is in.
That would be great. So I was just thinking if we could use a different way or term or a different kind of description for what Phyllis does so that she distinguishes herself from different counselors to attract the right people to her versus what's attracted to a regular counselor.
Yeah, she has two very interesting challenges. And I'm going to bring these up because this is part of what we're working with right now. You have a physical challenge of 6, which is bringing that idea out there into this world. It's like at the end of your fingers, but it's hard to get it to land. Your other challenge is putting the esoteric into plain English language. Okay, and so this is where the challenge comes of what do I call myself and how do I tell people about me? But the one talent that you have that you can access around that is some 17-8 energy. Now, 8 is that grounded emotional connectedness I'm talking about. The 17 is being able to speak with the mouth of God. Okay, so to literally be able to channel what the divine is saying out into the world. So I would suggest put your physical mind to the side and spend some time in meditation and receive what the divine hands you, because that will be your workaround to those other two challenges.
Oh, that's a piece of cake for you, Phyllis.
That's beautiful. Thank you. Yes. Yes. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Now you guys can all see why I just love having Sophia Reynas on. I mean, to me, that she's so accurate, and this numerology of Moses is such another cool tool that really every time I hear Sophia Reynas talk about it or give an answer, and I'm looking at somebody's name and what I would do with it, and I'm going, yes, yes, yes. So I just love the different approaches that give us the accuracy. Okay, Joyce, thank you for your patience. Her name is Joyce Leah. It's L-E-A. And the last name is Kaplan with a K, K-A-P-L-A-N. Joyce, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Thank you so much, Sharon. And that was the name that I was born with. It's not the name that I use now, but that's the name that I was born with, and that's what you wanted, correct?
Exactly, correct. Because this is the cake that you start your life with. All the other names you bring in are just icing on that cake, which gives it a different experience.
Okay, so Sophia Reynas to focus on for you? What's your question for her?
I am in the process of launching my first solo book. I've written 5 business books, 3 were bestsellers. I'm pretty well known as a speaker internationally. I'm a certified management consultant, certified speaking professional. I've been speaking professionally for 25 years, and I'm about to launch my first solo book and relaunch my speaking career. And I want to know what I need to do, be, or have. I'm a little, I'm on the brink of having to spend a lot of money, a new website, rebranding, PR services, and that's it's a lot of money going out, and I just want to know what do I need to do so that I will be able to reap the benefits of that outlay.
Okay. Well, the little thing that I heard, and I just want to find out, your previous efforts, was that in collaboration with others in more of a team environment?
Yes,
because
very
I heard
good
you
guess.
Say this is my first individual.
First solo book, yes.
Yeah.
My first solo book. And yes, my partner and soulmate and late husband passed away in 2006. And it's taken me this long to get around to finishing my first book. But this is my first solo book. But this is like the culmination of all of my years and all of my study and all of my consulting work brought together in one body of knowledge that's really pretty much groundbreaking.
Yes. And that's a beautiful thing. Here's what I see in your chart, and here's what you need to be aware of as pitfalls. What you told me, all of the bona fides that you listed out, are signs of your skills and your talents. You have this emotionally grounding quality. You have this master teacher energy. You are a born teacher. You have a drive to help people. You have a strong thread of philanthropy that runs through things. You have a creative genius that you can tap into and turn on, and you bring divine mother love energy to everything you do. So hold tight to all of those. Those are all your good stuff. Your physical challenges and your spiritual challenges are around doing it the hard way and being able to talk to people in English, okay? And you've overcome those challenges in order to achieve everything that you told me you achieved. But you need to remember that that brilliance comes from you. It didn't come from the people you partnered with.
Mm.
So remember that you have that brilliance inside of you that made that partnership a success, and it was successful because of you, not because of them.
Okay, I want to add my two cents in here. First,
yes, please do.
You have a fabulous voice for speaking. It's got the great tonality to it. Okay, and so
it's
really easy on the ear. And the other thing, to everyone who's listening, Joyce is my guest next week, so you get to hear all that brilliance and how she got there. That's who's on the show next week is my guest. So, Joyce, thanks for calling in.
It's so kind of you to have had me on this time, and I sincerely appreciate all of the insights that were provided to me. I'm very grateful.
Yahoo!
Go out there and get them, Joyce.
Okay, Glenn, it is your time. We're sneaking in here right at the end, so I'm glad you made it. It's Glenn with one N. Allen, A-L-A-N, and the last name is B-U-T-S-K-O. Okay?
Butsko?
It's a Butsko.
B-U-T-S-K-O.
Okay. Mm. Yep.
All right.
Hi, Sharon. Hi, Sophia.
Yeah.
My life lately, I'd say for the last 5 years or so, has been characterized by relational difficulties and all that stuff. I'm an engineer by trade. I don't know. Money has always come easily. I think I'm a good worker, all that stuff. But what do you see there as far as, our goals and this and that? And, I'm kind of like discovery. And I'm just looking every different way for ideas and to understand myself better.
Absolutely. I'm looking at your overarching life purpose, and you are an engineer. I mean, you just are. That's your overarching purpose, is to put together structures, whether they're physical structures or structures of truth. And usually with a life purpose like that, it's a structure of truth. And sometimes it takes a while to come to that. and that's probably a lot of what the relational challenges have been up to this point, is helping you to get your arms around what that structure of truth is going to look like. You have a spiritual talent that I call the explorer. You're the kind of person who has the flexibility and the resilience to come home one afternoon, to pack up a knapsack and walk off into the sunset and just take life as it comes. That's an amazing gift and an amazing skill, but people in partnership don't appreciate that often because they like to plan a little bit more. You also have a great talent for connecting from your heart. And that may also be where you're running into a little bit of trouble around the relationships, because many people guard their hearts very closely and are hesitant to let you in the way that you need to be let in.
Now, on the challenges
side of things, you have fives as a challenge. And if you had them as a talent, this usually means that you're an explorer and a pioneer and you're out on the edge. When you have it as a challenge, it frequently means that people have trouble connecting and identifying with you because they see you as so out there, and you tend to be a teller of truth. You're really, really an advocate of the truth, and even white lies will rub you the wrong way. And white lies can actually act as lubricant within a relationship. And so you need a very special person to be in partnership with you who can take the truth and not take it personally.
Right.
You know, I really think our world is going more and more in that direction for authenticity and people that are honest. And whether you agree with them or disagree with them, I think we are learning so much. I watch the people that live around me just simply to appreciate another person's honesty.
Mm-hmm. Now, one thing I will tell you, you have goals that are really powerful sitting here. You have a physical goal of 10-1, which is embodying the divine masculine in this world, which means you have access to the classical miracles. When you are on and you're fully dialed in, you bring in the miracles that are exceptions to natural law. So this is a really powerful thing that you can accomplish. You also have that dragon energy.
And we're going to have to end on that very positive note because we are running out of time, but I'm glad we got to end on a positive. Sophia Reyna, tell us one more time how we can reach you.
Well, if you want to go to transformationspace.co, there is a little button that says coffee chat or virtual coffee chat, something like that. Just click on that and put in your name and your email address. Pick a time on my calendar, and we will get together and chat. No strings attached.
Sophia Reyna, always a pleasure to have you on my show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come join us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, always. Everyone, this is Know the Name, Know the Answers with your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth. If you were not able to write down any of that great information on how to reach Sophia Reyna, you know that you can always go to knowthename.com, click on today's date, April 23rd, all of her information, her contact, and all of that, plus the archives, if you'd like to share this show, is all right there so that you can hear it. Thank you again for joining us. We will be back next week with Joya, and that's her real last name or her current last name or whatever, not the birth one. And she will be helping everybody know how to expand your business, get those speaking engagements. And it's just going to be another exciting show here on Know the Name, Know the Answers. That's it. This is Sharon signing off.